The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Football's 2 days away from the NFL. Can you believe that? Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780 ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number. And if you want to see us on live stream, looking very blue today, just go to ESPN975.com and click on watch us on live stream. And if you're one of the people who missed yesterday's show, sorry. We came in and did a really good free show for the people.
We did our best.
It was fun. We had beer.
Yeah.
That you got. So it's a good show. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's up with you, man?
Just ready for the show. Today's been more of dealing with, you know, issues related to Sports Map.
You're tired of Sports Map.
I am. I'm Sports Mapped out today. No, man. Ready to rock and roll, have some fun with the people, and just talk some football. I mean, I can't believe it that we're 2 days away from the NFL opener.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, and I actually did get a lot of my gambling stuff done today, so we can talk about some of the lines. I went through and did some research today. Ready to rock and roll, although I got backdoored on my CFL game last night.
Oh, no.
Up 4 with 8 minutes to go with plus 9.
Mm.
Yeah, they lost by 14.
Mm.
Thank you, Argos. Me burning hell. But other than that, man, just a lot of stuff going on. And I do want to point people to Sports Map before we get too far into the show today, because kind of a serious story for once. You know, we have a lot of fun on there, but our own Holly opens up about her experience being raped and tells in great detail what happened, and it's a very powerful piece.
It doesn't sound like a light read.
No, but you know what? It's an important read. And I'm very proud of her for, having the strength to put that out there and talk about it. And hopefully it's something that keep it from happening to somebody else.
Yeah.
So, that's out there. That's on Sportsman. We also have some fun stuff, too.
Hope so.
But if you read one thing, go do that. Oh. You got a Palillo video on Alex Bregman.
Oh, that's, I guess,
doesn't
that's
that good. Make you happy?
Yeah.
Okay. But
Joel and Barry were saying that I came in here and discussed it with them a little bit, but they think Alex Bregman's a lock to be like a top five MVP finisher in the league.
Top five, I could see.
Man.
But I think five or four. But also, I don't know.
I don't think four is even remotely possible.
Yeah, I kind of think top three is completely impossible.
Because the two Red Sox, JD Martinez and Mookie Betts, are probably going to finish 1-2.
I would think.
Jose Ramirez is going to probably...
I think he's third.
I think so he's third. That's
why I think top three is impossible.
And then I think Trout, Lindor, these guys are, I mean...
Why does everybody forget about Lindor?
I don't know. Well, because he's been the second best player on his team this year.
Yeah, yeah, but he's still... And you throw in the defense, but... Yeah, I think... Listen, I know... And for some reason, in Houston, people just love their MVP discussions. And the kid's had a great year. Let's not, you know, and I think he deserves some votes. But I could see 5, 4. So I guess they're not incorrect when you say top five.
Okay.
But are you really a candidate?
I just have a hard time seeing him finishing top five. I mean, maybe that's just me. But, that seems like a stretch to me. I mean, he's, don't get me wrong, it's been a good year. And he's been, I think, the best player on the Astros this year. You know, you can argue for Jose Altuve, who's still third in the batting title race.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's a pretty good player. But, yeah, I look at, I mean, Betts and Martinez are just running away from statistically from everybody. JD Martinez has 39 homers and 115 RBI. He is, I don't want to say he's a lock to win the RBI title, but he's 9 ahead of Chris Davis at this point.
Yeah.
He's 1 home run behind Chris Davis. And in the batting average department, he is 2 percentage points behind Mookie Betts, 338 to 336. So he's still got a very realistic shot at winning the Triple Crown, which is ridiculous. And Barry and Joel, they were arguing that, well, he doesn't play defense. And he doesn't. He plays about a third of the games in the field.
And the rest of DHs. And there are going to be people who go against him because of that. And I understand that. I don't necessarily agree with it because, you know, if you're playing right field, how much of an impact do you have on a game? Really?
You know,
unless you're a guy with a gun who's throwing people out and saving outs that way, it's like, okay. And it's funny, but if Chris Davis were hitting better than 246, wouldn't he be in this conversation?
Yeah. I think you can honestly put Matt Chapman in that discussion too, because he's so great defensively. And he's put up big numbers. Not massive, not on the level of those guys. But yeah, I think there's a lot of guys that are interesting. And I think Bregman falls into that interesting category. But a lock to finish top five, I think that might be a stretch. I don't see a lock with that. But I've been wrong before. But now here's the argument against JD Martinez. I don't know that... I don't want to say a full-time DH because he doesn't play, you know, he plays in the field occasionally, but has a guy who didn't play defense primarily ever won an MVP in the AL? Like David Ortiz never won an MVP.
No.
Which
it doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Now statistically there were years where you'd go, man, it's hard to tell David Ortiz no. I know he doesn't play defense, but my goodness. But, yeah, I don't know that in – well, I guess Frank Thomas won MVPs. So that's going back to, like, the early 90s, right?
Didn't he play first base? He was still playing
first
base, though?
So yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was playing first, although not real well, but he was playing first base. So.
Okay.
Now, I think that with the Francisco Lindor thing, I think that, you know – Ramirez is going to take a lot of his votes away, first place votes, to be more specific. But I don't know how much Mookie Betts and JD will split votes. I'm guessing they'll split a little bit, but I think Francisco Lindor may not make the top five. Probably won't, just because Ramirez will take all his first place votes.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah,
I mean that's a shame because he's been fantastic. But yeah, I'm still like Barry's argument was Alex Bregman has carried this team and they're a playoff team. I don't know if I'd say Alex Bregman has carried this team. I feel like pitching has carried this team through a very uneven offensive season. Now, if you say Alex Bregman's been the most consistent offensive player, there's no argument. Although he's had some pretty heavy slumps, too, particularly when Altuve was out with injury.
Right.
I mean, Bregman was a no-show. But
can I throw one more name in there that maybe we ought to be talking about?
Sure.
Giancarlo Stanton.
I mean,
the guys drove in almost 85 runs. He's going to wind up way over 100. He's probably going to wind up with 40 RBI, you know, without Judge there to protect him.
Yeah. I just don't know if, I mean, given the drop off from a year ago to now, I don't know that they're going to say, you know, a guy, I mean, if
it's a drop off, but he's dropping off from 59 home runs.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. But I want to say statistically is, I mean, he's basically the same as like Nelson Cruz. I mean, and Nelson Cruz is, you know, he's got a team in the playoff race and they're about the same guy this year statistically. Both 33 homers, both 84 RBIs. Stanton hitting 271, Cruz hitting 264. And I don't know that anyone's going to say that Giancarlo Stanton's a plus defender. I mean, he's not horrible, but I wouldn't call him a plus defender by any stretch.
I'm just talking about guys you could put ahead of Bregman.
Yeah, I will say there may be some people who try to force a Yankee into that conversation.
Oh, they always do.
And he seems to be the easiest one to force into that conversation because Judge has been absent for a good chunk of the year now. Judge still has 26 homers in 372 at-bats.
Yeah,
that's
if he'd been healthy, but hey, that's part of the game. Mike Trout wasn't healthy last year, which is why he wasn't in the race. So,
well, and Mike Trout not being healthy all of this year is probably why he won't win it. But he'll be in the discussion for sure, even though he plays on a bad team. He will get votes. And Barry was saying, well, he shouldn't get any votes because he's playing on a bad team. Mike Trout's been on a bad team basically his whole career. And he's always in the conversation for MVP.
And that matters much less in baseball for some reason than it does.
Well, because you're talking about you bat maybe four times in a game. How much, you can't help what the other, you know, eight guys in the lineup or the starting pitcher does. You got no control over that. In the NBA, one guy can make such a massive impact on results of games, results of wins and losses that
in the right position in the NFL, you can do the same thing.
But yeah, if you're not if you're not on a good team in the NBA, I don't, or the NFL for that matter, I don't know that I'm considering you. But baseball's a little bit different because it's such a stats driven game, and B, one guy can only do so much, you know.
Well, I know Polillo's been kind of beating the drum for Bregman to be in that conversation now for a couple weeks. So, and again, I he's having a hell of a year, and it's not in any way disrespectful to say, you know, I don't think you're a top three MVP candidate. I could see 4 to 6 easy. I could see 4 to 6 easy. So I'm not going to dispute them when they say top five.
Last time,
but I also think the gap between three and the other guys right now is pretty significant.
Last time Mike Trout won the MVP, which was 2016, the Angels were several games under 500.
And I'll say what I've said all along about Bregman. He's having the kind of year that I thought you'd be getting out of Carlos Correa.
I did too. And kudos.
He's been much better than I ever imagined he would be.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. I never thought Bregman was going to be a 30 home run guy. I would have said if he's a 20 home run guy and he hits around 300, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a solid defender. But
he's still kind of learning the position. He hasn't played third base for that long, and he's pretty good.
Well, and he's also pretty young. He can still develop more power.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think him and Correa are the same age.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I keep thinking Correa is younger.
Okay, let's play this game. Well, you know what? We'll play this on the other side. We'll play a who'd you rather game on the other side, because I think that's an interesting question.
F. Mary Kill version?
No, we're not playing F. Mary Kill with the Astros.
Damn. Correa, Bregman, Altuve? No?
No.
Okay.
AJ would just bleep them all.
Yeah.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. All right, so what did you want to get to when we came back?
Okay. You mentioned this is the year we were expecting from Carlos Correa.
Right.
Would you rather have Carlos Correa or Alex Bregman going forward? Let's say you could only keep one of them.
Legitimate question. I know this. Bregman shows up every day.
Yeah.
Correa's been hurt every year. I still like the upside from Correa, but, I don't know. It's a legitimate question now.
What say you, Jong?
Man, I think I might have Bregman because of the injury thing. I also think his approach at the plate, his short compact swing, and his plate discipline. That differs from him and the rest of the Astros. Like Altuve has this long swing and he'll chase a lot of balls. George Springer has the same problem. Carlos Correa, not as much, but I think I like Alex Bregman's approach at the plate much better than any Astro.
Yeah, I have a hard time with it too. I've thought all along that Carlos Correa was like a generational type talent, but like what you said, the fact that he hasn't been healthy, I think if they both are at their best, I think Carlos Correa is probably better, but I think if you're looking for consistency, Bregman may end up being a more consistent player than Carlos Correa.
Well, I like what Jong said about his swing. It's and when he first came up, one of the reasons why I was like, I don't know about this guy. It was loopy. It was longer than it should have been. And man, he's got that nice compact Craig Biggio type swing with more power.
Yeah.
And he's held up all year, and he's been. And it's funny because I was going to bring up this article, and I'm not now because this is too much baseball. But it was like the top 10 most clutch players in MLB this year, and he wasn't on the list. And I'm kind of like, there were about 8 guys I would have put him on before them.
Yeah,
man. I think the A's game where he hit that go ahead homer. I was driving and I was listening to it, and George Springer was up to bat with I think one out, and I go, please don't ground into a double play. And I said, and then when he walked, I go, I don't think I want any other Astro at the plate this year than Alex Bregman. And then he goes ahead and hits a home run.
Yeah, and you know what? Their announcers have picked up on that. Like every time late in games, it's like, oh, this is the guy you want at the plate. And I still think if
I need one hit, I think I'd still take Altuve.
Man, he swings at such bad pitches, though. To his credit, though, he also hits them. Bad pitches, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's hitting 320-something, swinging at bad pitches. It's
He's done it all his career. He's been hitting bad pitches and swinging at bad pitches and missing, too. So,
all right, let's squeeze in a call real quick. Chris. What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, now.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing great. Doing sports.
Yes, sir. I was just calling to check in what your opinion was on maybe Matt Carpenter getting into that MVP race from St. Louis.
Well, in the National League, I mean, he is in the MVP race. But, yeah, we were talking about American League MVP race. It's a different conversation. But, yeah, Matt Carpenter, he's in the mix there. I think it's actually probably a shorter list. But I tend to lean, man, I thought Freddie Freeman was going to run away with it, and he's kind of cooled down, and Paul Goldschmidt heated up, but
I like Paul Goldschmidt a lot, always have. Whether he wins the MVP or not, he's been one of my favorite. I mean, I don't care about the National League, and certainly don't care about the NL MVP race, but he's been one of my favorite players to watch over there.
Yeah.
He's one of the few guys I'll tune in if they're playing and watch him play.
If I were a betting man, I would say that Freddie Freeman probably wins the award because he's been the best player for the Braves, who were a team that no one thought was going to be doing what they're doing this year. And, you know, Goldschmidt, I don't know. I don't want to say it's everyone assumed the Dodgers would run away with that division. So it's not like it's not shocking that the Diamondbacks are winning the division, but it is. I mean, you could argue that maybe it's a surprise that they're doing as well as they are, that they're in the playoff mix. I thought the Diamondbacks were pretty good coming into the year, but he was basically horrible the first month and a half of the season, and he's been so great since then that he's in that mix. But yeah, Matt Carpenter's there too, and that's another team that was basically left for dead, and Matt Carpenter's one of the guys who brought them back.
Actually, Rockies in first in the NL West right
oh,
now.
Oh, are they now? Nolan Arenado's in that conversation too, probably a little bit further behind in that conversation at this point. But yeah, that NL West is such an interesting division at this point.
See the Dodgers winning the division or missing the playoffs entirely, and I think you could say that about any of those teams.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Beer Man Greg wants to know, are any of you guys going to the Ziegenbach Music Festival at the end of the month? I am not. There's too much football happening.
Yeah.
My life is football now, on the weekends especially, so I'm not going to be getting out and doing much of anything except going to Vegas next week.
I'm in the same boat as you.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And it's more, MVP conversation than I thought I'd be having today.
J-Rap says Carp, Baez, Arenado, one of those three. I would take the Freeman Goldschmidt side. I'd take those two and feel better about it than those other three.
Well, keep in mind, J-Rap has Cardinal underwear, too.
There's
a reason that Carp is first on that list. Man, can we get this out of the way on the people burning their Nike stuff?
Yeah, I guess we can. We avoided talking about it yesterday. I thought maybe we'd be so lucky today, but
I don't think we can get away from
that's fine. You know my opinion. I don't care. I don't care what Nike uses to advertise. I'm sure it's going to turn some people off. If you don't want to wear Nikes because of Colin Kaepernick, don't wear Nikes. But guess what? Colin Kaepernick's been sponsored by Nike for like the last 8 years. So you're a little late to that party if you've been wearing them for the last 8 years. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can't. They're supporting Colin Kaepernick. Guess what? You've been walking around in them. 8 years you've been walking around in those Kaepernick-supported shoes. Now all of a sudden you're up in arms? Give me a break. But if you don't want to wear Nike because of that, okay. I'm sure that every athlete you can wear Under Armour, and guess what? Steph Curry says, I'm not going to the White House. Oh, I can't believe he's passing up on the White. Oh. You're going to have to wear Reeboks, where good old white bread J.J. Watt is your man.
Yeah, but they're owned by Adidas, which Adidas came out and said that they were going to sponsor Kaepernick if he was signed to an NFL team.
Damn.
So they didn't have the balls to do it like what Nike did. And Adidas is a German company. So are you pro-America or are you anti-Kaepernick?
Man, Reebok was an English company, right? Initially.
I don't know. They got bought by Adidas, I believe.
So basically,
the Germans won one.
If you want to wear athletic shoes, it's either
New Balance.
Okay, that's who you can go with?
Yeah, I did a little research last night. New Balance is the only shoe company that came out and was anti-Obama and wasn't really pro-Trump.
We're going to see so many New Balance walking around. But you know what? New Balance are expensive.
It is.
People aren't going to like that. Maybe tariffs.
Actually, the tariffs are hurting the stuff that's made here more. But that's my thing is, and I think you know my opinion on this, I would never kneel for the anthem, but I respect people who do.
I'm the same
way. I
have
no problem with it. I'm not going to go out and burn my Nike stuff, although I'm more irritated that, frankly, they did this. This was so contrived, and so the timing of it to be, Labor Day right before football season starts, to start this conversation again when, the real conversation's been missed. Yeah, I'm kind of pissed at Nike for this. But if I don't have, if I'm pissed off enough, I'm not going to burn my stuff. I'm going to stick it all in a bag and give it to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And use my Under Armour stuff.
Nike already has your money.
Yeah. Nike got that. They got it.
And to be fair, most of my Nike crap is pretty old. Almost everything I have new is Under Armour. So Yeah, it's not like I'm making.
So you're
a
on board with this? You're boycotting now.
I'm not boycotting.
You're boycotting.
No,
you're an Under Armour guy now.
I've pretty much been an Under Armour guy for a year. So. No,
Fred, that's
bold.
That's a bold statement. Fred.
Yeah, my objection is
you become very political.
No, my objection is that I hate that Nike decides to start. I hate the timing of this, and all it does is get people talking about Nike. So, yeah.
And can we start with the whole Pat Tillman memes? Like people are like, oh, this is what sacrifice really is, and his family has come out and said if he was alive, he would be pro Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So like, stop it.
Stop using our guy for this. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
There's still one more thing out there. It's like the people who are doing this, it's like, D.S., do you think the people burning Nikes will boycott the NFL or NBA since they're sponsored by Nike? They're the same people who aren't watching it anyway. It's like when Kevin Hart said that stuff about Trump and everybody wanted to, oh, well, we're going to boycott Kevin Hart. I guarantee you there's not a single Trump supporter that's going to a Kevin Hart show.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Boycott all you want.
And you know what? Here's the reality. You can say I'm not going to wear Nike anymore. Maybe you won't, but you're probably the same guy who a year or two ago said, I'm not watching the NFL anymore because people are taking a knee. I'm done with this crap. And you probably did your fantasy draft last week. So you're that guy. You're take a really hard stance the day of and then forget about it because you like football, you know? I like Nikes. I'll keep buying Nikes. I don't care if Colin Kaepernick's a part of their ad campaign or not. Colin Kaepernick's not. He's not convincing me to buy shoes, but I'm also not being convinced to not buy them because of Colin Kaepernick. I've got this crazy thing called free thought, where I can just I can decide independently from an advertising campaign if I want this product or not. It's pretty a wild philosophy, right, Fred?
Yeah, that's too far out there.
I'm a madman.
I've seen people go, oh, I'm anti-Nike. I'm going to go to Chuck Taylor Converse. And I'm like,
yep, guess what?
No, they're owned by Nike.
Yep. Whoops.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like I get those Brooks shoes for running. I think they're owned by one of those groups. I don't know who. But, yeah, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I do have a couple of cool Nike hats, though, that I don't really want to get rid of. So I guess I'll be keeping those. So maybe I'm not after all. Quick break.
And Nike's stock is down like 2 points.
Oh, really?
So it's like, oh, see, we told you. I'm sure that company survived a long time. And Phil Knight's got more money than all of us listening combined.
And I didn't know Phil Knight served.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 1 year as, I think, in the Army and then 2 as a reserve.
Yep.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, can we talk about something that...
Shoes?
No.
Please.
That I do want to get behind. And if you go to sportsmap.com, we've got some ads on there now, but the Houston Professional Firefighters Association's Charitable Foundation is having a gala at Hotel Zaza Friday, September 28th. And all the money they're raising is to go to all the things that the city doesn't pay for the firemen, which is a lot. And, just equipment, high water vehicles, relief for firefighters facing extraordinary medical expenses, relief for firefighters affected by natural disasters and catastrophic events. And, we've talked about this before. These guys are woefully underpaid. So wanted to do our part. So those ads are on SportsMap. And there's other ways you can help if you can't afford to go to the gala or don't want to go to the gala. And we'll probably have Marty on here before the gala comes up again to just talk about it. But that's something I'm behind and have been for a while, as you guys know, and will continue to be. So there, if you want to take a political stand on something, help out our firefighters.
There you go. See, there you go. They wear Nikes or no?
I don't know. We'll have to poll them.
I mean, so, you wouldn't support a firefighter wearing Nikes, though, right?
Of course. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because I started buying Under Armour stuff about a year ago, just because I liked it better. But I still have, like, my long sleeve running pants are all Nikes, and I like those. And yeah, I got a couple of hats that I like to run in. You know, those dry fit hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep them. Sorry. Lamont says, I really think we've been mediated on this burning Nike stuff. I've been looking all day for burning Nikes and seen a grand total of maybe four or five.
Yeah.
And to be fair, that's Twitter. People have probably retweeted the same one 100 right. times. And that's what it becomes. So it's probably a fair point.
There are a couple people on my Facebook, which this is why I hate Facebook, because it's people that I actually know. And, you know, then you get to find out, like, what people really think on the inside. But there's a few people on my Facebook that are saying I need, in search of a place to dump all my Nike gear.
Goodwill.
Yeah.
I just say Goodwill.
Homeless shelters. a lot of homeless veterans, since, you know, this is all about the military and supporting the military. Need some clothes. Of course, this is what it took for you to donate clothes to them. But, you know.
Well, then Colin Kaepernick wins because he's making a difference, no?
Exactly.
Oh, it's just a lose-lose for them. So might as well just cut off your Nike checks.
Well, yeah, like you said, the purchases have been, they've been made. Nike, the money's already in their pocket. You can't get it back. It's just, it is what it is. Sorry.
A32 says, Fred, long sleeve running pants, you run in a onesie. You know what? 2 days a year, it's cold enough to wear, and I sleep in these sometimes. But when, or if I'm up in Canada during the winter and I'm going for a run, I have, like, long sleeve running pants.
Like compression shorts?
No.
Like compression pants?
No, they're not compression pants. They're just like
sweats?
Not sweats. They're not made out of the same stuff. They almost look like they're not sweats. They're not compression. They're just kind of like the same cloth that my shorts are. They're just long pants. And, you know, when you're out there running in 5-degree weather, it's better than having shorts on. That's all.
Yeah.
But I'd run in a onesie.
Now, here's sort of a, if we're going to have a complete boycott, let's make it complete. The NFL, all those guys wear Nike. So that means no NFL for you guys, for you boycotters. Unfortunately, the NBA is also Nike branded, so no NBA for you guys. Even the WNBA, you're gonna have to skip out on WNBA. I know that's gonna be tough. None of you can watch that Golovkin fight because Golovkin's gonna be wearing Nike. I know it's disappointing, but that's what it's gonna be. And make sure you're not watching Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods or Jason Day or
Zhang Li.
Yeah, any of the other guys who are sponsored by Nike, because
I wish.
Yeah. Yeah. So Rafa Nadal, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. Maria Sharapova, you're not allowed to watch. Serena Williams, done. And don't get me started on all the colleges that are sponsored by Nike. Alabama's up there. Your beloved Houston Cougars are sponsored by Nike.
Michigan is a Jordan brand, which branched off of Nike.
The Texas Longhorns sponsored by Nike. We've got to boycott everything.
If I'm a Longhorn fan, I'm probably boycotting already. I don't need it to be because of Nike.
Clemson, USC, Ohio State, Oklahoma. I don't care who you cheer for. You got to boycott. Georgia, boycott. Let's have a real boycott. LSU. Come on, guys.
No, I can't boycott LSU.
No, you have to.
I can't.
The UTEP Miners.
Okay, that's easy.
TCU. All boycotted. The Northern Iowa Panthers. Boycotted. Now I'm confused. I'm looking at this list of Nike sponsorships. And now I'm torn because it says the Army Black Knights are sponsored by Nike. How can that be when Colin Kaepernick is disrespecting the military? How can it be that Army would... Oh. So now we have to boycott the Army. And so now I'm a little bit torn because if I boycott...
Only West Point.
Okay.
Yeah, you're safe.
But they're called Army.
They are, but they're the cadets that go to West Point, right?
So technically,
the officers.
Technically, I don't have to start boycotting the Army for a few years once those guys graduate and they're actually in the Army, right?
Yeah, I suppose, but they won't be wearing it then, right? Because they're not playing football
That's
anymore.
That's true.
So then they're okay.
Okay.
So I think you're all right on that one.
Okay, thank goodness. Whew, I was worried for a second. Really worried for a second.
Drunk Bevo says, compression pants show off the goods, lets the cougars and MILFs know what's up the trail. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, Fred.
Not me.
No, come on.
And there's not a single female on the planet that wants to see the goods on this guy. Come on.
Let the Falcon leave the coop.
No. Bury him.
I didn't get in all the soccer clubs that are sponsored by Nike.
There's too many.
They're all, basically all of them.
Yeah, but they're all overseas, so who cares?
Oh, and they're all either Nike or Adidas, so.
Yeah nobody, you know, they don't.
Well, the U.S. national team is sponsored by Nike.
Yeah, but they suck, and they don't win, so we don't care. You can easily boycott them.
What about the U.S. women's national team?
They're annoying.
All right. Well, boycott away.
Yeah. Boycott cricket.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm in on that.
Boycott cricket.
CrossFit.
Yeah.
I'm in on that, too.
I've been boycotting CrossFit for years.
The U.S. men's national volleyball team.
Oh, yeah, that one is a tough one for me.
I started boycotting them when Karch Karai was gone.
So. I decided to go firm and stick to my guns here.
And Houston's own, Simone Biles. She's a Nike girl.
I've been boycotting her for a long time, too.
Mm.
Let's see, handball. the U.S. national team handball team.
Oh, that's not good.
Junior Dos Santos and Anderson Silva both wear Nike.
No, they're not allowed to wear Nike in the cage anymore.
Oh, okay. A couple rugby teams.
You know who isn't sponsored by Nike anymore, so we can support him? Oscar Pistorius. They said, no, we're not sponsoring you, Oscar Pistorius.
Which leg do we get to support?
He's doesn't missing have them either. Both. Oh. It's not like he has one leg and one missing leg. He's missing both legs. Mm. But you can support him.
Okay, so that means hold him up? What?
Even though,
carry him around?
Even though he was charged with premeditated murder, at least he didn't take a knee.
Yeah, but remember, he walked the first time.
But if Oscar Pistorius just stands up, is that taking a knee?
I think he's taking two knees. I don't think there's any way around it, right?
That's tough.
2A1 says, if I stop watching movies with actors, listening to music with artists, and wearing gear from brands with whom I disagree politically, I'd be naked and bored out of my mind.
Exactly. That's the whole point of this, is like, wake up.
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
By the way, do you think people still don't eat at Chick-fil-A?
Oh, hell no. I still eat there.
I do too.
And I'm a pretty good Catholic.
Yeah,
I never have eaten at Chick-fil-A a couple times, and I couldn't see what the buzz was about, and I'm just not about it. So I don't care what they do. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com today. A lot of sportsy stuff. Charlie Palillo video on Alex Bregman. Cody Stutes has his weekly Texans. We've got a story from Culture Map Austin that says IndyCar is coming to Austin. They already have Formula One, so now they're going to have IndyCar, too.
What's the difference?
IndyCar is here. Formula One is the world.
Hmm.
And Formula One cars are different. If you read the story, it explains the difference.
So, okay, well, the Formula...
IndyCars are the ones that race at the Indy 500.
So the Formula One cars, that's the ones that, like, all these Saudi sheiks and stuff fly into Austin for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're, like, renting out the Driscoll Hotel. For 3 nights.
Yeah.
That won't happen, I'm assuming, with IndyCar. Right?
These guys are pretty rich, too. You can't afford to run those things if you're not. So, Jermaine has his column on what is the best time of the year for sports. And Holly's story's up, which is something I recommend everyone take a look at. Somebody asks, you're still boycotting U of H. I'm not burning my stuff. I still have UH gear. I just don't wear it anymore. And I'm not going to any of the games. And that's something I feel strongly about because of who they hired.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you be honest, I was looking for an excuse to quit going to the games anyway. I don't like going to games anymore.
Ding, ding, ding.
I really don't. It's so much more fun to just sit at home and watch on my TV and not have to deal with people. I'm turning into a curmudgeon. I'm okay with that. People are making me a curmudgeon. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, of course, there's Talk About Sports Guy. Hey, Talk About Sports Guy, obviously you were enjoying your day off yesterday when we did 3 hours of sports and broke down every college football game there was and every Texans cut. So go to podcastarena.com. Check it out. Well, we did 2.5 hours. We did 30 minutes of beer talk.
Yeah.
Which is always fun, too. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, did you watch Florida State, Virginia Tech last night?
Yeah, what a game.
No.
What a game.
Yeah, Florida State offense just looked terrible. And Virginia Tech, I know they lost a lot of guys on defense, but they always seem to come up with more. But I thought maybe the key play early on was that Florida State not having a review on that ball at the 1 yard line. It sure looked like that got in and they wound up going backwards and getting a field goal. And I don't think it would have mattered in the game, but if you make it a 10-7 game there, at least it's better than a 10-3 game.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really weird. Cause it looked like he got over the line before his knee went down. And so I'm surprised there was no review of that.
Yeah.
But otherwise I wish I'd bet Virginia Tech. I was thinking about it, but Willie Taggart, not a good start.
No. And I kind of expected, there was a lot of people who, a lot of people who were expecting Florida State to just come out and dominate. But the difference is with Willie Taggart, the pace that he wants his offense to run at is different than what Jimbo Fisher had. So I think there's going to be some time for these players to adjust to playing at that pace. It's not an easy pace to keep up with.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny that when we did Sports on the Rocks with Travis Johnson, he talked about that, talked about the big difference was going to be going from Jimbo's offense to this up-tempo offense, which you can still see that on Sports Map, by the way. Just the only way, you can't do the search bar, just Google Sports on the Rocks, Sports Map, and it'll pop up. But yeah, he talks about that at length. It's pretty good stuff. And he's like Mr. Florida State, loves everything about Florida State.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, did you see what Mr. Get Me tweeted out?
No.
Picture of Jay Cutler says, don't care, even if it means not caring about anything. Just do it or don't. I don't care.
That's a Jay Cutler move right there.
Yeah, I'm with that. That's kind of how I feel about almost everything these days.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me. 713-780-ESPN. All right. I'll bite. And then we'll close the book on this. OU Mike.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead, OU Mike.
Hey, guys. We don't have to hold out against Nike or protest or not buy. All we do is bring back the P and Calvin symbol and have him peeing on Calvin Kaepernick's head. And then that's just the counter. And we make big money off of that.
That's actually
that extra beer money floating around out there.
That's a great plan, OU Mike. Jump on that. Don't let someone come snatch that.
Yeah, like Keep Houston Beard.
Yeah. Like my idea got stolen immediately.
You better start printing those right now, OU Mike. I'm going to say it. I bet he sells a bunch of those. I bet he does. Go for it, OU Mike.
Drunk Bevo makes a good point. He says he's been out of pocket as he recovered from scrotum surgery. My goodness.
Been there.
So all this Nike news is news to me. Can we take a step back and appreciate that all of this is because of Kaepernick, a bad QB? It's incredible. It really is. I mean, like, where does Colin Kaepernick now rank amongst most famous athletes?
He's up there.
And, like, who would have ever thought?
Yeah,
he had like two decent years.
We should be referring to him as former NFL quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, these guys they can't make a buzz like this. They can't.
Yeah, but they can actually lead a team to victory.
That's unimportant in the grand scheme.
They can, they can go to Super Bowls.
Could Tom Brady get people to boycott Uggs? I don't think so.
He could get me to do it if he keeps wearing them.
It is pretty incredible.
All right, we'll get to sportsy stuff when we come back. Maybe.
I guess. I mean, I didn't want to talk about this at all. This was forced upon me. I was just going to try to pretend like it didn't exist. Apparently, it's easier said than done.
Well, that's one. You know, I hate this kind of crap, but I felt like we needed to deal with it, so we did. And
well, it's done.
Yeah, now we've got other stuff to talk about.
All right, guys, I've been telling you about Bill Advisor for a while now. If you have a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home or auto insurance, you're overpaying. You started off, you got a great rate up front, and then they hit you. They hit you with that that loyal customer rate, which is somehow worse than the new customer rate. And now you're paying way more than you were, and it's not right. You could be saving with Bill Advisor. Most of their customers are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands per year. In fact, the big winners from this week, John W. from Seabrook saved $2,962 on his energy bill alone. Jonathan C. from Houston saved $2,973 on home, auto, and another insurance policy. And Glenn H. from Tomball, $4,988 on home and auto insurance. That's incredible. That could be you. You could have an extra $5,000 in your pocket, and it's really simple. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your info and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323, and let Bill Advisor start saving you money.